It's a very good evening to Tara Murray from the Sunbury and Macedon Rangers Star Weekly. Now, big weekend, of course, I just mentioned before we were down at Clark Oval covering the Sunbury Lions and Melton match, and you were there as well watching on. What did you think of the Lions' 37-point win?
It was a pretty mixed match for them. The first half was pretty poor from the Lions, and somehow they managed to be in front at half-time, and I think it was pretty obvious that Rick Horwood wasn't happy. His quarter-time speech, you could hear halfway across the oval, he was yelling it that loud, and his basic disgust at the lack of effort from his players in that first quarter. And then the second half, the Lions sort of turned it on. It's only really the third quarter that they sort of kicked ahead, but they managed to hold on in that last quarter as the young Lion defence stood up and didn't let Melton get back into the game.
Yeah, it was a real scrappy first half. I was next to the coach's box and I could hear him a number of times, probably not with audio that could be broadcasted, but he wasn't a happy chappy.
No, definitely wasn't. As you said to me after the game, the first half was the worst half of football they've played for the year, and that says a lot considering they got smashed by Darling in round one, and then to turn around in the third quarter, which Rick said was the best football they've played for the year. So it was a tale of two halves for them.
It's been an interesting month or so of football for the Sunbury Lions. I think they've got now 3 wins and 2 losses off the top of my head. So how do we rate them in the overall scheme of things? I know myself, I've only seen them once so far this season, and I don't really want to rate them on their performance last Saturday night, but it wasn't the Sunbury Lions that I was expecting to see.
I think it's a little bit hard at this point to judge the Lions. They are the 3-2. They had the massive loss to Darley. And their round 3 match, they could have quite easily won, and it ended up that they had injuries that left them with no rotations and they ran out of legs. So even if they had had a couple more players for a bit longer, they would have won that game. So you look at it, they are 3-2, but their wins, you've come against Lake Windery, who is only around the mark come finals, Melton South, who are both 2 of the lower side. So I think it's the next few weeks after the interleague break that will tell the story. I know they've got Redan, I think, playing at Redan. They've got Bacchus Marsh, and they've also got North Ballarat City. So I think that 3-week bracket will give a little bit clearer indication where the Lions are in the scheme of things.
Yeah, 3 tough games coming up, as you said, after the interleague bye, and they do have a couple of players on the injury list as well, which isn't going to help them. On the netball side of things, the Lions were able to avenge their grand final loss over the Melton Bloods.
There was. Even though it was a grand final rematch, you wouldn't have told with 90%, I think, of both teams have changed in the off-season. Both have lost a lot of experience. And it was the Lions who had a 50-goal win. I think it was 78-28. So it was, they were actually trailing at quarter time down on 13-11 and then hit back after the break, so after the first quarter. So it was a good win for the Lions, who have now won 3 in a row after a couple of early losses. And from what I've been told, there's still a couple of other players who may possibly come into that A-grade side. You've got Rebecca Beck Anstey, who is coaching the A-reserve and the B-grade. She played 2 games in the A-reserve back after having a child, and you've also got Chris Stanley, who's currently overseas, but he will be back in a few weeks as well. So those 2 may actually slip into that A-grade side and add a little bit more experience to it.
Things looking up for the Sunbury Lions netball team. The Sunbury Lions women's football side are also continuing their dominant form, an 86-point win over Manor Lakes on the weekend.
Yeah, I don't think there's much surprise there with the Lions girls. They continue to kick on, if that's probably the best way to put it. They are a lot stronger than the other side, so hopefully they will get a bit more competition later in the year as the other sides develop a bit more.
Anything sticking out from the netball league in the Riddles district from the weekend?
It was pretty much you had the sides that you expected to win. Probably the interesting match was your Melton Central versus Rupertswood, and Rupertswood got over the line pretty quickly, so pretty easily in the end, but it is a different Melton Central than that from last year, so they've lost a few games to last year's premiers have struggled to start the year, but they do have a different lineup to last year. But otherwise, it was pretty much the side you sort of expected to win got over the top.
And speaking of the Melton Centrals, they went up against Rupertswood in the Riddles District Football League on the weekend. And unfortunately, the Centrals copped a very dominant Sharks. Their first four-quarter game, I'm hearing, a 113-point win.
It was. The Sharks have had a sort of a very up-and-down start to the season. They got the win over Romsey in round one, but in really wet conditions, so you couldn't judge them. They had a couple of poor games against Sunbury and Diggers Rest. And then they faced Woodends last week, and there was only about 30 points of difference between the two sides. So they would have been disappointed only to beat Woodends by that much. But on Melton Centrals, they just dominated from the start of the game and were able to exert that scoreboard pressure, which they've been missing the last few weeks. And as you said, a 113-point win, and I think give the boys a bit of confidence. They're probably wishing they don't have the interleague break this week.
Yeah, they'd be wanting to keep that momentum rolling rather than a week off to recover. Mind you, anyone with some niggles out there might benefit from the weekend off. Now, speaking of footy, it was announced, I think, late last week that the salary cap that's been talked about for a while will be coming in from next year, I understand, but they released some further information about it.
They do. They've released the draft plan of it, and they've called it the Community Club Sustainability Program. And it detailed basically your player point system and your penalties for the salary cap and how that will sort of work. There's no actual details of how many points each league will have, what the salary cap and that will be, but each league will get to pick them themselves. So, which is an advantage because it makes it, you can help out the sides that you need to. So every player will be given a ranking that starts at 6 points, which is for players who have played in the AFL in the last 3 years, down to 1 point for players who haven't played footy for 3 years or have always played at that club. So if you've got like an AFL player coming back to their junior club, they're only ranked 1 point because they're the one people who have developed. So, and there's also the ability to add more points to certain teams. So as I was speaking to Rod Ward, who is from AFL Goldfields, he said it means the opportunity. You've got clubs that don't have a big junior program, that are smaller towns or clubs that have been down the bottom, which can get more points, which I think is very vital in this region. As we know, they are reassessing the junior program because a lot of clubs are struggling. So it's going to help those clubs such as the Diggers Rest, who I know were concerned when this was originally talked about, because they're like, we don't have the resources to get as many junior players as such as a Sunbury or a Rupertswood, that the league can help them out to try and make it that even competition.
I think it's a great idea that this has been investigated by AFL Victoria to implement some sort of salary cap, because the money that was getting dished around is beyond a joke for some leagues, quite frankly. But I still think it's going to need refining as it goes on. Obviously, with any new plan, there's going to be hiccups along the way. So I'm just not going to be surprised if some club is able to find a loophole and use it to their advantage.
Well, and I think the thing with this, I know speaking to Rod, he said that their ultimate goal of what they want the salary cap to be, what the point system to be, won't be for 2 to 3 years down the track, because at the moment you've still got players who are contracted for next season, the season after. So they have to take into account that. So it's going to be 2-3 years before you, I think, see the full impact of this, where the leagues have got the salary cap where they want it, they've got the point system where they've got it, and be able to look at all the clubs properly. I know there will be auditing of the club books and that sort of stuff, but yeah, so it'll be 2 to 3 years before we really see how it will work properly.
A lot of talk about footy this week. Just quickly, I hear there's a bit of cricket news floating around.
There is. There's a couple of coaches, a couple of clubs that have put out advertisement for coaches. You've got Woodends, who finished on top of the ladder before being knocked out in the first week of the finals. They're looking for a new coach, with Adam Johnson standing down. He'll still play this season as just playing, but due to work commitments, he's a firefighter, and family commitments, he just didn't have the time to be the coach that they needed. Plus, Rupertswood is also advertised for a senior coach. So I'm not sure 100% about what's happening with their old coach, Pat Tyler, whether he's staying on or what the goal is there, but they've also advertised.
A few positions open. If you know of anyone out there, get them to apply. A couple of very handy clubs in both the McIntyre Cup and the B-grade cricket. So we'll wait with interest to see what happens there. Always a pleasure to have a chat with you, Tara, on a Monday night, and hopefully we'll speak to you again next week.
Thanks, Matt.